top three things about being alpha. Number one, we don't associate with any women. If my friend is getting a little stressed, I'll suck him off. It's not gay though. It's not gay though. It's just dudes being dudes. Dude, I'm so alpha and so not gay, dude. Suck my dick right now. I won't even get hard. Do it. Suck my dick.
If Harry Potter would have involved a little bit of sex, they would have sold double the copies. I just thought about this in the shower. We're going to break this down together. I mean, Harry, look at him. The dude's got a scar on his face. You're telling me he's not into a little BDSM? Harry likes it rough, dude. He probably saw Voldemort show up, and he was like, listen, buddy, I know you killed my parents, but I'm just sitting here trying to figure out how many things I could fit in those little holes in your face. How many? All right, cut. All right, restart. Okay, pretend you didn't hear that. I'm going to try again. That was too far. let's restart. I mean, seriously, dude. They played that little game, the golden snitch. You can't pretend like the winning team didn't use that as a butt plug. Why wouldn't you? I would. 100%. Absolutely. Hermione? Is that a strap-on? Cut! All right, let's try it again. That was too far again. Hold on, let's... I mean, seriously, though, Harry, dude, if anyone's getting pegged in the Harry Potter universe, it's Harry. I mean, look at him, dude. He's got that fuckable little face, those fuckable little eyes. Harry was definitely a little gay. They should have explored that a little bit more. Harry definitely had a little gay in him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how could he not be a little gay? There's truly nothing gayer than running around with a wand with a wizard hat on. I mean, that's like one of the gayest things you could do. And I don't mean that in a bad way at all. I'm just saying, if you're a fan of the Harry Potter series, maybe take a look in the mirror for a little bit and be like, where do I stand sexually? You know, well, maybe explore a little bit. Maybe you're in college right now. Don't be afraid to step outside of your boundaries. Maybe bat for the other team for a little bit. Maybe you don't like batting for the other team. You want to play for your own team. That's fine. Whatever you want to do, you do you. I'm just saying, you know, if you were running around with a wand and a wizard hat on, yelling Expelliarmus or fucking Expelliarmus or whatever the fuck, maybe you would have liked a little, hand-to-hand combat. Little cockfight. You know what I mean? You know, little, cut the paper with the scissors. Whatever, dude. Whatever you want to do, man. Also, like, J.K. Rowling, doesn't she, like, hate the gays or something like that? Didn't she say that? They were like, how do you feel about the gays? And she was like, hate them. And they were like, J.K.? And she was like, no, I'm dead ass. They're like, oh, fuck. All these teen wizards, right? All these teens that are going through puberty. And on top of that, they all got magical powers and they're waving wands around all day. I find it hard to believe there wasn't a little bit of fucking and sucking going on, okay? I'm just saying it would have been nice to throw it into the film. If you threw it into the film, I'm there. Harry Potter meets 50 Shades of Grey. Hello! Not with children, of course. Obviously with their age now. Don't think like that. That's fucked up. Why would you even think like that? That's fucked up. Don't think like that. Because I'm just saying, like, you know how they're doing, like, the reboot now? Listen, let's get a little crazy. Maybe get, what was that dude, Draco? You want to know why he probably hated Harry so much? Because he was set, he wanted to fuck Harry. Draco's like, how about you expel me some of that dick, baby? Harry's like, what the fuck? No, I'm just, nah. I hate you, bro. Stupid little Scarface pussy. Right, dude? That's how I feel about it, sincerely. Why don't they do a little reboot, get a little 50 Shades of Grey Harry Potter mashup, right? Maybe get that little elf involved. What's that little dude's name? That guy? I feel like he could bend a lot. That could get interesting in the film, right? That could get interesting. What's that little guy's name? The little dude. What's his name? He looks like a fucking garden gnome who, like, got set on fire. What's that dude? He's like a grand... Dobby! Dude. Dobby likes it rough. Look at him, dude. He looks like he's been through a lot in his life. Dobby, didn't he die in one of the movies though? I don't know. I never really got into it. Actually, funny enough, my one ex that I had a while back, she like was absolutely in love with Harry Potter. We never watched one together. Does that make me a piece of shit of a boyfriend? Probably. Do I regret it? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I never really got into the Harry Potters. It is what it is, man. Same thing with Marvel as well. If Marvel could get a little sexual, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying, I know, like, and I get it, Harry Potter, Marvel, like, it's more for, like, it's, like, semi-supposed to be PG, maybe PG-13, right? I mean, look, let's I mean, you know, especially the new Spider-Man movie, they were really just pushing that, right? They're both like 17, 18. They're like getting acceptances from like colleges, and like, we're just like pretending that Spider-Man wasn't like, you know, giving her that spider dick. You know what I'm saying? Like we're really just beat. They were, you know, they just really beat around the bush here and just completely ignore the fact that they were absolutely sucking and fucking on the scene. I mean, it just is what it is. It is what it is. That's just how life is. That's just how life moves around. That's kind of just how everything goes. Okay? I mean, I find it hard to believe that some of these superheroes, I mean, Thor was getting boxed. Iron Man, I mean, they showed proof. They just didn't show what was going on, but I mean, Iron Man got it. You know, he was probably like, hey, you want to hop in my suit real quick? You ever get... How about you... Hey, babe, how about you give Iron Man a blowjob? Right? That's like the early Tony Stark. Obviously, he died later on, and he was like more of like a family man. But the first one movie and a little bit of the second, mainly the first movie, he's just like this cock. Love him in the first movie, right? You could tell, you could just feel it. He pulls up in a Ferrari. Some girl gets in the passenger seat. He's like, you ever sucked off Iron Man? She's like, what the fuck? He's like, it's a privilege to suck my cock. Right, dude? It's a privilege. And that is how you ruin a childhood in less than 10 minutes. You're welcome. Anyways, real quick here, you guys. I don't know. If you're watching on YouTube, you probably noticed it already. If you're not watching on YouTube and you're listening, then you obviously can't see anything. We got the Kick It With Kaz hoodies, the merch. You can get a hoodie. It's pretty drippable right now. You can get a hoodie, a visor. You can't buy a visor. I lie. I don't know. I don't even know why that came out of my mouth. Ignore that. That didn't happen. You can get a hoodie, a beanie, a hat, like a baseball hat, right? If you like to play ball. And what else can you buy? You can buy joggers as well. Joggers as well. They're on the website. The link's going to be down below. Or follow Kicking With Kaz on Instagram. The link is also there as well. And if you're listening and you're like, what color is it? I mean, you could just like click the link and not be a lazy piece of shit. But since you are, I'm going to let you know. Essentially, it's like a pastel color. They're like fun letters. It's like something that you would honestly see on like the wall in like a kindergarten classroom. But I mean, you know, this might be on the wall in the kindergarten classroom, but like at the same time, like nobody's going to let me come near their kids, right? Because they're kind of not like physically come on their kid. Nobody's coming on any children. Nobody's listen. Okay. We really got off a wrong track here. What? Throw that from your mind. Nobody's coming on any children. Nobody came on any children. Children. Forget the children. Children aren't even there. What I meant was that parents probably wouldn't, you know, want me in the vicinity of their child as I may leave a bad impression on them. That's a better way to phrase that sentence instead of I'm coming on children. No, I didn't say that. Nobody said that. Okay? Nobody's coming on any kids. Get that out of your head. Stop thinking about it. You guys are weird. Anyways, we're going to hop right into current events because we got an absolute dick load. We also have an ad today. Thank the good Lord. probably won't have it next week though. Unfortunate. But we do have an ad today. So, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. If you guys maybe want to, you know, participate in the buying and or selling of goods and supporting this podcast, that'd be great. Also, one last thing before we really start swinging into current events here. The Patreon's going to be moving. We're going to be getting on that real quick. It might be, if you're listening to this on Wednesday when it releases, keep on the lookout. Definitely follow the Instagram at Kicking With Kaz so that you'll be the first to know about the Patreon. But it might be coming this week. Don't take my word for it, as my word is not great. But it might be coming this week. Anyways, let's get into some current events. Let's get current. Let's get crazy. Let's get absolutely insane right now. First things first, I don't know if you guys ever heard of this or I just found out about this. I think I'm like 3 weeks late on the news, but thank God I found out. Guess what's coming to Utah? AlphaCon! Get your tickets now, because AlphaCon is coming to Utah. If you're alpha, only if you're alpha are you allowed to enter. There's this thing called AlphaCon. It's happening. It costs $1,000 for 2 days, which is ridiculous. first of all, a little upset that I didn't get an invite. Little upset. But no, seriously though, half these guys, I don't know if you want to look it up yourself or maybe I'll throw a picture up on YouTube if I'm feeling a little crazy, but pretty much all the guys, the guy who's running it gave himself a nickname. He nicknamed himself the Bull because why not? some comment on, I think it was on Twitter, that I screenshotted. It said, "Welp, at least we know that the U.S. Capitol won't be stormed on February 18th and 19th. Because they're all going to be at AlphaCon. Come down to AlphaCon. Come down to AlphaCon. Alphas only." Dude, it's so stupid. What do you think the presentation is about? Why women shouldn't be allowed in the workplace? That's probably what they're going to start with. Those guys are such tools. All right, guys, welcome to AlphaCon. Welcome to AlphaCon. Alpha. Yeah, you know what's not alpha, actually? Fucking getting together in a group and going to a fucking... and paying $1,000 to watch, to listen to some sweaty white dude yell about why he misses his wife, right? Or fucking... anyone going to AlphaCon is just afraid. They're just like in the closet, but like afraid, right? It's 2022, dude. Come out of the closet. No one's gonna harm you. No one's gonna fucking come at you for it. I mean, come on, bring it out. Let it happen. Live your little life. But instead, they just go to these fucking conventions and they're like, "Welcome to AlphaCon." I guarantee one of the conversations between one of them, he's like, "Listen, dude. I'm so alpha. I'm so straight, dude. I'm so fucking alpha, dude." Dude, I'm so alpha and so not gay, dude. Suck my dick right now. I won't even get hard. Do it. Suck my dick. No, suck my dick right now. I won't even get hard. No, I swear. No, suck my dick, dude. Suck my dick. You're not alpha. What did you say? No, suck my dick. Seriously. No, suck my dick. You're not alpha. No, dude. I'll suck your dick right now. I won't even like it. No, pull your pants down. I'll suck your dick right now. I won't even like it. That's how alpha I am, dude. I suck cock like an animal, dude. Dude, you want number one thing about being alpha? Number one. Top three things about being alpha. Number one. We don't associate with any women. If my friend is getting a little stressed, I'll suck him off. It's not gay, though. It's just dudes being dudes. Okay? It's not gay. It's just dudes being dudes. Every once in a while, if I'm stressed, my bro will suck me off. It's not gay, though. Like, everyone here is not gay. You all pay the $1,000, and now you have a certificate that says I'm not gay. And you can put that on your wall, and if anybody questions you, you could say, I got this at AlphaCon, and I'm an alpha. Dude, I'm so straight, I don't even hang out with girls. That's how fucking alpha I am. I'm so straight, I don't even like pussy, bro. I'm so straight, I don't even like pussy. I don't even hang out with girls, bro. They just bring me down, dude. They just bring me down. I only hang out with dudes. All day. That's what I think AlphaCon's going to be. What are they even going to talk about? I kind of want to buy a ticket. No, I don't. It's $1,000. Dude, what are they... By the way, every single one of the dudes that are like on the panel, that are like speaking that week, they all look like the dude who pops up right before you're like about to watch a YouTube video, and they're like standing in front of like this Lamborghini and like on top of a cliff, on top of a mountain behind this $10 million home that they don't actually own, and they're just renting all of it. And they're like, "This is a pretty sick view, isn't it? Isn't it pretty sick? Yeah, $500 million house. Tony Salami. Nice to meet you. Tony Salami." They're so sweaty for no reason. They're just, you know, those type of guys. They just get in front of the camera. They're just fucking, they look like a glazed donut. They're just fucking oozing. Dude, do you want to be alpha? Do you want to be alpha? Listen, I'm a self-made millionaire. I don't even want your money. And that's why my course is only $25,000. So buy my course. I can never take those kind of people seriously where they get online and they're like, "Listen, listen, let the people help the people. I'm just here to help the people. I'm the people. I used to be part of the people, okay? I just want to help the people. Let the people help the people. And let's make this happen." And listen, I'm not here. Listen, if I wanted your money, the course would be $100,000, but it's only 25 grand. Think about it. It's five small payments of five grand. Just think about it like that. Five small payments of five grand to become alpha. I mean, listen, you can't put a price on alpha, but I did. Being an alpha is priceless, but it's also $25,000. So just think about it. Think about it in that term, right? I always love seeing those guys pop up on my ad. Sometimes I'll DM them because I think it's funny. I'm like, show me the ways, Grandmaster. They love that shit. They get hard if you call them something like that. They're like, I'll show you the ways for 30 grand. I'm like, shut the fuck up. All those guys, seriously. They're like, I am a self-made millionaire. If you're self-made, why are you selling a course, pussy? If you got all this money. No, you keep telling me all the time. You fly in these jets. You have this beautiful penthouse. And you're just trying to help people. If you were just trying to help people, you wouldn't be selling a course for $25,000. You would do it out of the kindness of your hearts. If you ever say that to one of those guys, out of the kindness of their hearts, they'll have a fucking aneurysm on stage. You'll be like, kindness of my heart? What are you talking about? No monetary value? What? Give advice for free on YouTube? Who the hell is doing that? Right? Dude, that's why, dude, when I make a, that's why if you join the Patreon, you're going to be a certified alpha. The starting tier for the Patreon, it's only going to be 10 grand. So like, it's really not that much. 10 grand a month, you guys can figure it out. It's not really that big of a deal. 10 grand a month is what I'm starting it at. And then the second tier is for those big, for the big ballers. That's going to be 25 grand a month. And some of you are going to be like, Anthony, I feel like you're stealing my money. Listen, I wish I could give it to you for free, but the lowest I could go is also 10 grand. So like, if I could give it to you for free, trust me, I would, but also 10 grand is the lowest I'll go. No, really quick though, if you are wondering about the Patreon, I'm right now, this might change, but at the moment it's going to be $5 a month for 4 extra episodes that are all audio. It's all going to be audio, 4 extra episodes. So that's like a dollar. I almost failed geometry. That doesn't even have to do with numbers. I don't know why I said that, but it's like $1.25. That's right. Yeah, $1.25. $1.25 an episode. And you got to think about it. I'm editing it all myself, right? Editing it all myself, producing it myself, recording it myself. I don't have a squad. I don't have a team. If I had a team, it's very different, but when you guys contribute to the Patreon, I'm going to really appreciate it because then I'll be able to get a producer and an editor, and then I'll be able to put out more content because I won't have to spend fucking 3 to 4 days out of my week editing all of it. So yeah, I'm just letting you know. But yeah, if you guys are wondering where, there's going to be no episode actually on February 18th and 19th that whole week because I am going to be preparing for AlphaCon. They told me to how to prepare for AlphaCon. They told me that I actually need to. They told me that I need to delete every girl off my phone and isolate myself inside of a 24-hour fitness and just become one with the holy alpha, the holy ghost of alphas, right? I also, before I go there, I need to get actually a lion tattooed on my chest with the Greek gods going down my forearm. Because you're not alpha if you don't have Greek gods and animals on your biceps and triceps. By the way, I'm not shitting on the dudes who have those tattoos. To be honest with you, a lot of people shit on them. Although I wouldn't put them on my body just because I don't like the realism style tattoo. If I did like the realism style tattoo, you could bet your sweet ass I'd have a fucking bear claw on my tit. You could bet your sweet ass. You could bet your sweet ass. Fuck, dude. When I'm older, I'm just going to get I'm going to get Kaz tattooed on my back with just like number 22. I'm just going to have a permanent jersey on. That's the ultimate alpha move, dude. Just put permanent jersey on my back. People are going to come up to me. They're like, are you Kaz? Read the fucking back, bitch. Read the back, bitch. Read the back, you whore. Anyways, guys, this is my, to kind of sum this AlphaCon up, they just decided that I'm going to be one of the panel members. They sent me an email and they were like, you're the most alpha guy we've ever met in our life. And I was like, listen, you don't got to tell me twice. The guy in the mirror tells me that every day. And they're like, listen, we need you here because you're just a, You're just a bright light in the alpha community. I go, damn right. Somebody in a review, I'll read it later, a review that somebody made, they called me a Sigma male. Normally, I would make fun of a statement like that, but the fact that somebody else said it and not me, I'm taking that. I'm absolutely taking that. I looked up Sigma male. If you're wondering what the definition is, it's actually debatably better than alpha. Because technically, the definition of an alpha male is that you're like borderline insecure and you need to like show everybody that you're like the top dog and you need to let everybody know. But the Sigma male doesn't care what people think and just goes on about their day and just balls out by themselves and doesn't need anyone. And you know what? Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. I'll take that compliment every single day of the fucking week. Call me Sigma Cause, dude. Sigma Cause. That's going to be a frat one day. I'm going to turn it into a frat. I'm just going to build a frat house called Sigma Cause. Alphas only in the frat. Everybody's got to do the elephant walk day one. And if you're not going to do it, then you're not alpha. If you don't want to do the elephant walk, if you don't, that's what my frat's going to be. It's going to be called Sigma Cause. You have to drink an entire handle of vodka. 2 4 Locos, and then suck your own dick. And if you can't do it, you're not alpha. You're not alpha. Whoa. Welcome to AlphaCon. Dude, this is when I need a fucking soundboard. Because I could do da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. That would be so gas. Listen, if one of you are like really, if one of you that listen all the time, if you live somewhat near Chicago, like within an hour of Chicago, and you're really, like, you're confidently good at, like, editing and producing and all this shit. Listen, as soon as I get the Patreon going, shoot me a DM over on the Insta. Specifically on the Kicking It With Cause one, because I get less DMs over there, so I'm more likely to, like, see a DM. Shoot me a DM on the Kicking It With Cause, and just so I know that what it is, state it right off the bat, editor, or just, like, producer in, like, all caps. Or like work with you. Just do it like that and then go ahead and type the rest of whatever you want to explain. I think that's going to be a great idea. I could get some of you guys involved maybe. I don't know, dude. By the way, the Patreon, if you're wondering, it's going to be more fan driven. So there's going to be like a lot of, I think I'm going to get like a Discord going for the podcast as well. And then who's ever in the Patreon is going to get like a special benefit where they get to like, you know, you get to vote on polls about what I talk about in the Patreon episode. This episode is going to stay the same. It's going to be free every week. You're going to get one free episode every single week. And, you know, you can buy merch and stuff like that, but the Patreon, you're going to get a little bit extra benefits, discounts on merch as well for like really supporting me. And I appreciate it. Just, you know, show my appreciation, shit like that. You're like, you're going to get hella benefits the higher the tiers go up. Because a lot of you were like hitting my line. And because I posted on the Kicking With Cause Instagram, and I was like, what do you guys think is like a fair price, right? What do you think is like a fair price for the Patreon? And a lot of you, which I was surprised, you're like 25 to 50. I go, you guys are, I mean, if you got it like that, like, okay. I mean, like, there will be higher tiers like that, but I do know that a lot of you are broke college kids, so I'm going to make sure that you get, for $5, those 4 audio episodes abso-fucking-lutely. Even though it is a lot of work on my end, I still want to help out the broke college kid, because at the end of the day, just buy one less puff bar. You know what I'm saying? Just think about it like that. Just buy one less puff bar, and then you can afford the podcast, right? Not all your lungs are going to thank you, and your giggles are going to thank you because you're going to be having a lot more of them. So think about it like that. You know, I'm not trying to screw you guys by any means, but I am also trying to, you know, pay bills and stuff. So there's that. Anyways, though, Alpha, I'm just kidding. I should stop. I think I'm done with AlphaCon. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's really stupid. Maybe like just like to counteract, maybe I'll do like BetaCon, right? Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll rent out the building next door. I'll rent out the convention center next door. Come to BetaCon. At BetaCon, we're just going to sit around in a circle and we're all just going to talk about our feelings. We're just going to have a therapy meeting. We're all just going to sit in a circle and just talk about our problems. That's what BetaCon is. Yeah. So BetaCon is actually going to be, it's essentially just going to be taking care of your mental health. And then AlphaCon is just a nightmare. It's just an absolute nightmare. You know, at BetaCon,
we support the LGBTQ plus community at AlphaCon. They are the LGBTQ plus community. They just don't know it yet, but eventually they will. One day they'll figure it out. And I can't wait for that day, because finally they're going to, you know, they're just going to be regular guys and they're going to like not be a bunch of fucking losers. Oh man, dude. Anyways, Winter Olympics. On to the next thing here. This is an article title, word for word. I wrote it down. It might not be word for word. I tend to forget letters, but it's mainly word for word. It's like essentially word for word. Hugs are discouraged. This is for the Winter Olympics. Hugs are discouraged, but condoms will still be available to athletes. What? Who wrote that rule? Who wrote that, right? Say you win gold, you hug your team. It's like, this is what I can imagine them, like the committee explaining it. They're like, listen, if you win gold and you want to hug your teammate, off the table. You can't do that shit. We don't want to spread COVID. But if you win gold, go back to the room and you want to do a little bit of sucking and fucking, that's totally, go for it. Go nuts. Absolutely go nuts. Right? So like your parents after the match, right? Say you lose terribly and you want to give your parents a hug, not going to happen. Absolutely not. If you try it, we're throwing you in the gulag. You try that shit, and you're out of here. But on the flip side, if you wanted to have sex with your parents, we'll allow it. We'll allow it as long as you use a condom. Right? I'm not saying you got to have sex with your parents, but we know a couple of the Olympians did come from Alabama this year. So there is that, right? I mean, if they want to, they could. Hugging your partner after a W? Absolutely not. Doggy style in the bedroom? You got it. What's the... Right? And it's like someone goes up... Also, all I'm thinking about is like someone goes up to the committee member and they're like, but if we're having sex, like what if we like hug during it? And they're like, fucking who hugs during sex? What are you, gay? The committee is just a bunch of fucking homophobic frat kids. What do you mean you hug during sex, bro? Nah, dude, it's fucking gay. What do you mean? What do you mean you hug during sex? No, dude, that's off limits. What'd you not hear about the hugs? No, you can't hug during sex, you fucking simp. God. Hug during sex. Fucking hugs during sex, dude. Was it softcore porn? The fuck, man? Was this a notebook? You fucking loser. Oh my god. Did they have to like rewrite the notes? Or like doggy style only because fucking Connor wants to hug while he fucks. Yeah, sorry guys. Connor wants to hug, doggy style only. Can't believe we need to specify that shit. Oh my god. I love how they supply the Olympians with condoms. I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, at least they're forward thinking here, right? Like they're like, listen, like most of these people that are Olympians are between the ages of 18 and like 25, let's say. I don't know. That was just ballpark. We're just ballparking it. But they're between the ages of 18 and 25. And they're like, listen, we're not encouraging you. But if you decide that, you know what, you need to expel a little kids here and there. Listen, open the drawer next to your nightstand and you'll have a little surprise for you. Okay? Don't even worry about it. We got you covered. Like a good neighbor, China's there with fucking condoms, dude. That is where the Winter Olympics are, right? Hold on. Let me just double check because I'm going to feel real stupid. Right? It is. Hey, Sarah Bear, where's the Winter Olympics, babe? Babe, where's the... You fucking whore. I didn't want my laptop to... Shut up. God, now I got to throw her in the river. Jesus Christ. Oh my God, Siri. If that fucked up the audio, you're getting slaughtered. Anyways. Listen, babe. Where are the Winter Olympics this year? I just really don't want to... I don't want to spread any misinformation, right? Yeah, Beijing. Yeah, okay. The Beijing, okay. Yeah, I knew that. Who the fuck's emailing me? Cunt? Yeah,
Okay, yeah, it's Beijing. Beautiful. I knew that. Did you see what they were doing in China to prepare for the Winter Olympics? They, like, didn't let anybody leave their house for, like, a month. That's not funny. I mean, it's just, like, you know, I mean, it is funny. Like, you got to laugh about it, right? Because if you don't laugh about it, you're like, holy fuck, that's, like, really messed up and, like, totally inhumane. But if you laugh about it, then everything's funny, right? That's kind of just how it is. Like, everything's funny. At that point, really, honestly. Anyways, if you're an Olympian, if you're listening to this, dude, I don't even actually think about that. Like, that is a possibility, right? I mean, we bounce around in the top 50 on Spotify. I mean, you know, maybe an Olympian's like on. They're like, who's this Kaz character? They like turn it on. They're like, fucking, dude, I do want to suck and fuck right now, even though I'm snowboarding. Dude, I get this kid. I do want to suck and fuck right now. Dude, shout out all the Olympians, you bad motherfuckers. You fucking filthy fucks. You guys are animals. Animals. Besides, of course, you know, like the fucking... Somebody got really mad at me on TikTok. I was like, because remember, I don't know if you guys remember from like a few episodes ago, because like they were in like the preliminaries, like the, you know, like the practicing of the Olympics. And like now I think this week is starting, or very soon it's starting. And somebody got really mad at me because I was like, I made fun of curling. And they're like, why don't you try it yourself, fuck boy? Why don't you get out there and try it? You know, and you know what? You're right. You are right. You are correct. But at the same time, I don't think it's that difficult. I will say I don't believe it's that difficult. I'm just going to leave it like that. Dude, I had another thought and This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in a day? Maybe go for a run, take a nap, read a book. Listen, a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time, but the problem is it's tough to squeeze certain things into your schedule to know what's important to you and to make it a priority, whereas therapy can help you find what matters most to you so you can do more of it. Therapy can be helpful not just in terms of mental health struggles, but just day-to-day struggles of maybe some coping skills, how to set boundaries, and just really just being able to talk to somebody else to kind of work out maybe some things that have been mulling around in your head. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/cause today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/cause. This podcast is sponsored by Babbel. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Babbel is a science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Best part about Babbel is its convenient courses that help you learn real-life conversation skills in a different language. It's super easy. You can learn how to order food, ask directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. That's the best part about Babbel, is that they're always teaching you how to converse. You're not just learning words and then you have to figure out how to string them together, or if you're even putting them in the right order. Babbel teaches you how to correctly speak to others, which is the goal of learning a new language anyways. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. So now, here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at Babbel.com/cod. Get 55% off at Babbel.com/cod. Spelled Babbel.com/cod. Rules and restrictions may apply. Now, back to the episode. What else was I supposed to talk about today? Oh, Spotify. Or no, we talked about that. I think we did. Let's see. Oh, I thought this was really funny. Biden called a Fox reporter, like he mumbled under his breath, a stupid son of a bitch. That's great. That's absolutely. Whatever side of the political spectrum and the political party, whatever political party that you would assume that you're in or think you're in, put politics aside. That's fucking great. That's fucking great. If he does that every week, he's got my vote. I don't care how much he fucks things up. Okay. Dude, I think his approval rating is like 28% right now, which is not good. Okay. If you're like, is that good? It's not good. It's not good. Not good at all. It's like 1.5 out of 5 stars. Not a big fan. Everybody's not a big fan of old Biden. Biden. Dude, I wish every president honestly just like, honestly, I wish debates were like that. Just like calling each other like a stupid son of a bitch. Like, why do we have to be so, I mean, that was going to be a really stupid sentence. I was going to say, why do they need to be so politically correct?
they're just politicians. That doesn't make any sense. Obviously, politicians, you would assume, are going to be politically correct. But like, I just want somebody to go on a rampage. Trump like did that a little bit, right? I think that's why he got, honestly, like probably like 10% of the people who voted for him just thought it was like hilarious that like he was just like, look at the other candidate and be like, you're a loser. Your mother hates you. I can't do a Trump impression, but you get what I'm saying. You're a loser. Your mother hates you. I don't know how to do it. I have no idea. But you know what I'm saying? I would watch every single fucking debate. I wouldn't turn it off. Like, get someone, let's say Biden runs for re-election, right? Or let's say Hillary, because this might be funnier. Let's say it's Hillary versus some other guy. We don't know this guy's name, but they go up to him and they're like, Mr., let's call him Mr. Smith. Just make it easy here so I don't forget his name. Mr. Smith, what are you going to do about the current economic crisis? That's a great question. What I would like to focus on is why Hillary got a boob job. Did anybody notice? They're sitting real perky right now. Did we notice that? I'm just saying, right? I don't know. Just get it really out of pocket. What do you, like, if you just don't know an answer, you just fucking make shit up, which is, I guess, kind of what Trump did. I feel like whatchamacallit brought that up. Shane Gillis in his newest special on YouTube. You should really check it out if you haven't. But I think he said something along those lines. Maybe yes, maybe no. I can't really remember right now. But I think he said something along the lines where like Trump would just like maneuver a question and just say something that was just like completely fucked up. But I think we need a candidate who's going to say even more fucked up shit. Not even have a filter. They like ask him. They're like, how do you, I don't know. What are you going to do when you get in office? I'm going to sift through Hillary's emails, make sure that she's on top of her game. I'm gonna look through her emails. I'm going to go through those, right? And it doesn't matter what side of the political party they're on. We need both sides to just be fucking just like cunts, man. Just like absolute cunts. Maybe like bring Trump back, have him run for the Republican side, and then get like some crazy Democrat to just call him a fucking loser for 30 minutes. That'd be so fun. Dude, just either way is funny, man. So funny. Somebody goes up there. Trump goes up, or no, they ask like the Democratic side who's going up against Trump. They're like, how do you feel about the current economic crisis? He goes, the economic crisis is clearly a crisis, but the crisis that we need to talk about is that fucking, the crisis we need to talk about is whatever salon that Trump gets his spray tan at, because they need to be sued, because that, we're fucking my man up over here. Look at that shit. Half his face, he's fucking brushed orange. He looks like he's going to a suburban white girl homecoming. Look at him. Look how fucking, Jesus, man. Look like a tangerine. They ask the Democrat again. They're like, how do you feel? What are you going to do about the environment? Yeah, I mean, the environment's not great, but also you want to know what else isn't great? Probably Trump's marriage. How's the wife? Huh? Look at me. Look at me. Don't look away. How's the wife? Huh? Yeah, she loves you. She's not in it for the money. Okay. Sure, buddy. Sure. Sure, man. And Epstein killed himself. Sure, he did. Sure. Oh, my God. Oh, conspiracies are fun, too. Epstein. Who knows what happened, man? Who knows? I don't want to get in that sticky trouble like that. Actually, crazy enough, you know who's fucking psychotic? The people who have like an entire podcast around like a conspiracy theory that's like not like, it's far out there, but it's not like insane. And like all that I'm worried about is like recently I was listening to this podcast. It's on, just look up, I think it's called RDK. Robert Kennedy's brother. Wasn't his name Robert? I have no fucking idea. Maybe it was RBK? BBK? BBL? The BBL Files. No, that's just Nicki Minaj's new album. No, it isn't. That's a great name, though. The BBL Files. Dude, can somebody... I'm going to DM her right now. I'm going to send her a voice memo. Let's do this on air. Nicki Minaj. I'll show you it, too. I'll show it in the camera, just so you guys believe me. Should I send her a voice memo? Hey, Nikki, listen, so I just had a phenomenal idea for you. The next album that you're going to throw together here, let's call it the BBL Files and just throw me like 10% royalties. Actually, 5%. I'm not greedy. I just need like a little bit here and there. Honestly, if you wanted to push it to 3% and I get to grab one boob, then I'll agree to that. 3%, one boob.
2% both boobs. Think about it. Think about it. That scent. Here you go. Nicki Minaj. If you're looking at the camera, Nicki Minaj. Voice memo. What was I talking about? Presidency. Presidente. I wish they would just pretend. I wish they would just stop pretending like, you know, they're like this like professional person, right? Like they always get on news or like a like some press conference, like any president ever. Literally, they're like, we are here for the American people. We aren't sure what's currently going on. Blah, 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 blah. This. All I want to do, I wish Bill Clinton came out and he was like, yeah, you know, Monica Lewinsky. I mean, look at her. Look at her. You wouldn't listen. She offered me top. I didn't decline. What do you want me to say? You know? Instead, he's like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Shut up. Shut up, dude. I just walk in there. I'd be like, yeah, you know, fucking she gave me top. And that's it. It's simple as that. Gave me top in the Oval Office. It's whatever. Okay. Also, like, what's up with like the first lady right now? Like Biden's wife right now? The fuck is she doing? Nothing. I haven't heard one thing. I haven't read one thing. And like, I stay pretty current. Have not read one thing about her. I'm sure if I looked up her name right now, they'd be like, she did this, this, and this. Great, dude. But as far as I'm concerned, she's done nothing so far, which is weird for a first lady, dude. Like, if you're like, right? Like, your husband's the president. Like, fucking, you got a lot of pull. You could do a lot of things here. Michelle really got after it. Michelle got after it. Trump's wife, I don't even know the bitch's name. She just stood there and fucking, you know, she just stood there and attempted not to blow her brains out every time that fucking Trump went in to grab her hand, right? She didn't, dude. She fucking hates him for sure. Why wouldn't she? She's just betting on him croaking. You know, I bet when Trump got COVID, oh, Melania, that's her name. I bet when Trump got COVID, Melania was just like in her room, just like on her knees, like, please God, take him away. You know? Take him, oh Lord, take him away. Please. She was just probably praying, dude. I would be too if I was married to Trump. Right? I don't know when she married him, but she probably like married him. Let's see when she married. When did she marry him? Let's find a year. Let's find a year right now. The two became engaged in 2004. Okay, so she was right. In her mind, she's probably thinking, all right, he's a billionaire. He's got about 10 years left and I'm going to take his money. Unfortunately for her, they're almost 20 years deep right now. And she probably wakes up every day just fucking, holy hell. How the fuck? How the hell is he still alive is what I want to know. Oh, my God. But no, like I was saying about the first lady, Melania didn't do shit as far as I know. The current first lady didn't do shit, but fucking Michelle was moving bricks. Maybe not in the best way. Didn't she like her like whole pitch was that she like hated fat kids or something like that? That's definitely not how she would state it, but that's kind of what it was, right? Her whole like 60-minute campaign. She'd like walk up to some kid in a park and she's like, "What's that?" And the kid's like, "Nintendo." And she's like, she's like, "Why are you playing that?" He's like, "Nintendo brings me joy." She's like, "All right, buddy. You're 30 pounds overweight. Why don't you go find out if the treadmill brings you joy, you little bitch? Why don't you get over there?" She used to be on Disney all the time. She'd like pop up on the commercial. She's like, "Have you been watching TV for more than 2 hours? Why don't you get off your lazy ass and go run around the block? Fuck. What did you eat for breakfast? Fruity Pebbles? How about I come to your house and shove a stalk of celery up your ass, Connor? Go eat your fucking celery or we're gonna nuke your house." Dude, that's how you need to get kids to eat more. What you call it? More greens and stuff like that. If I was running the Michelle Obama campaign, by the way, I'm obviously kidding. Like she was obviously trying to encourage healthy activities and kids. That's great. That's awesome what she did. That's amazing. Good for her. I'm not shitting on her. I just think it's a little funny that, you know, she was like, right? She would like just like find these kids who were like slightly overweight and then just throw them in the commercial. It was a little fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like it was a little fucked up, you know? She'd like, they'd be like, have them running in a field. She's like, "Look how happy they look." They like frown for 1 second. She's like, "I swear to God, if you don't fucking smile when you kick that soccer ball, you're out of here. Fucking smile." right now. Fuck. It's been 3 hours, and it's going to be three more if you keep bitching. All right? Now go run around the block and be happy, goddammit.
If I was Michelle, though, I would have ran the campaign like that, sincerely. I know she didn't. What she did was great. She did a lot of other things as well, but that's just the biggest thing that comes to mind, because at the time, obviously, I was very young when Obama was president. And so Michelle, all I ever knew about Michelle Obama, I knew more about Michelle than actually Obama, to be honest with you, because all I ever knew about Michelle was that she was on Disney XD during the commercials telling me to run around the block and eat my celery. That's the only reason I know more about Michelle. And if you watch Disney as a child and you're somewhat around my age, you get what I'm saying here. You get what I'm putting down. But if I was her sincerely and I ran that came back in 08 or, you know, 08 through fucking 016, that's not how you say that, but like... You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I would have personally ran that campaign. And I would have been a little bit more harsh. I would have been on Disney XD and I would have been like, listen, buddy, if you don't eat your broccoli, I'm going to murder your family. So let's just start there. If you don't eat your broccoli, you're going to get early onset chlamydia. What's that? You don't want to know. Do you like Batman? I love Batman. Yeah. You ever notice his parents aren't around? What do you mean by that? Eat your fucking carrots. Eat your carrots and you'll never have to find out. Eat your carrots and nobody's going to ask questions. If somebody did that on the TV, I'd be fucking dude. I'd turn off Disney XD. I'd start shooting hoops outside and I'd be like, Dad, can I eat a fucking bowl of celery for dinner? What do you mean we're having pasta? No, I need greens, Father. I need greens. I need greens. Otherwise, I'm going to get chlamydia and crabs. That's what Michelle told me. What station, what channel are you on? Disney. She also said if I don't eat my greens, she's going to fit this knee up my ass. And I don't know what that means, Dad. I'm scared. Oh, my God. Oh, I honestly, the crazy thing, too, is like, I know that it was like marketed to like kids. And, like, I was a kid at the time, but not once when I was little did I, like, see the commercial and I was like, holy fuck, I need to get my shit together. I've been just throwing back these Cheerios like crazy. I am fucking, I need to go to rehab, you know? I ate 3 Smarties today. I need to clean my act up. I need to go to rehab and get clean right now. I'm fucking, we got a problem. We got a serious problem and I need help. Oh, my God. Crazy shit, man. Crazy shit, man. What were you talking about? How did we get here? That's always a fun question that I like to ask myself every week. How did we get here in this day? By the way, I know I keep skipping questions, and I'm sorry about that. I've really been getting a rhythm lately, and I've really just been feeling alive. That's actually why, if you follow the Instagram, I didn't ask for questions this week, because I didn't want to gaslight you guys into submitting questions and then me not answering them. So that's why I'm starting the Patreon, so that in the Patreon, we're always going to get to questions, and we're going to get to even more questions, and we're going to dabble in a lot more controversial things, because why not? You know, we're going to get real controversial over there. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Obviously not that. I mean, I don't know how much controversial I could get, to be honest with you, because I pretty much say whatever I want on here, but at least on Patreon, I won't lose any money because there's no ads, and it's just you guys supporting me, which is great, and I love that, and I'm going to really appreciate it once the Patreon starts, and like I said, follow the Instagram, Kicking With Cause, to stay updated on all that, and also, if you're listening to this podcast in like 2025, right? Keep in mind, there's also a Patreon. Or even if you're listening to this podcast a month from now and you're a little bit behind, and that's no big deal. I'm so happy that you're going back in the episodes and really just collecting all this fantastic information and giggles. And that's awesome for you. And I love that for you. And so for that reason, if you're a little bit behind in the podcast, but you're thinking, you're like, oh my God, this episode came out 3-4 weeks ago, I guarantee you the Patreon is live and the link is absolutely down below. Or it's in the Kicking With Kaz Instagram. Just letting you know. Just think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. baby. I'm recording this on Monday right now. It's the 31st, dude. I can't believe tomorrow's February. Honestly, I actually can. January's felt like a very slow month. I don't know if any of you have realized this. I felt like I've gone through fucking three suns. I felt like I've gone through three suns and four moons. That would just be 4 days. That doesn't make any sense. I feel like I've been through 93 moons is what, you know? I feel like I've been through 93 moons right now. It's crazy. I feel like it's been such a long time, but it's also been not long at all, which is crazy. Absolutely insane. So crazy, cuckoo. Crazy, crazy, cuckoo. Crazy, baby. What else do we want to talk about? I have so many notes. I think I only, out of this fucking, however long this has been, like, what, 50 minutes maybe? I think 50 minutes. I think that was only three sentences worth of notes in here. And I just ran with it. I'm not really sure why. Let's see what else we got here, dude. The U.S. lab is freezing bodies in hope of bringing them back to life. Let's not play God. Let's not play God. We say that every fucking week, but they love to play God. Another person that's trying to play God is, this one actually scared me a little bit. This topic here, the fifth floor of George Church's laboratory, that's the guy at Harvard Medical School, is off limits to visitors. And then when asked about that fifth floor that's off limits to visitors, he goes, that's where the mammoths, that's a tough one. That's a tricky one. Mammoths. There's like a lot of the TH, that doesn't look like a TH should be there, mammoth. The mammoth without the S is an easy word. It really rolls off the tongue, but mammoths, it's a tongue twister. And Neanderthals live. That's where the mammoths and Neanderthals live. And then it says after that, Church says jokingly. That sounds like a crazy scientist to me, right? Like they think he's kidding, but he's like kind of insane. They're like, what's up on the sixth floor? And he's like, I'm bringing people back from the dead. And then the reporter just nervously laughs. They're like, okay, cool, man. That's a funny joke there. Can we wrap this shit up? This guy's out of his mind, right? What's going on up there? I'm God. Okay, all right. He just grabs the mic from the reporter. I am God. All right. Back to you in the studio, Colin. All right. So looks like Mr. Church is God. That's a good joke. He grabs the mic back. You ever heard of Frankenstein? I'm building it. The guy's just out of his fucking mind. I don't think he's kidding. I'm cool with bringing mammoths back. That's fun. That's a good time, right? They're like essentially an elephant, except they got a little bit of fur and a little bit of tusks. So what? I'm cool with that. If you bring it back a Neanderthal, I feel like that's got to be illegal, right? Imagine you're a Neanderthal that they found frozen in an ice block. You died a bajillion years ago. Obviously, not a bajillion is not a word. You get what I'm saying. Just like you died millions upon millions of years ago. And then all of a sudden you wake up in a fucking chair. You don't even know what a chair is. You wake up in a chair. Last thing you knew, right? You were probably like in the spirit realm, right? Just float. You're just having the time of your absolute life. Then all of a sudden you get sucked back down to this fucking hellhole. And you wake up and you're like, what the fuck is this? You're like, what the fuck? And then you got this googly-eyed doctor in your face, fucking probably shining a light in your eyes. You're tied to this chair, and he's like, ah, my creation. You are mine now, my little boy. You're coming home with me. Right? Like, this guy's a psycho. I don't trust guys that, like, dabble in, like, that biology shit, you know? Like, my one friend, he's like, studying aerospace engineering. The dude's a nut, you know? He like wants to like fly planes and shit and like go in submarines. I'm like, you're crazy, but God bless. God bless. Someone's got to do it. That someone's going to be him. But yeah, he like dabbles in that shit. So like I think that's cool. But if he came up to me and he was like, yeah, I'm kind of like, my entire job is just trying to like bring back extinct animals. I'm going to be like, listen, I'm going to have to remove you from my life, unfortunately, because I don't want to be involved in whatever you're doing. I'm going to have to remove myself from ever hanging out with you again because that's never going to happen. I can't do that. I can't do that, right? Because if you're friends, what's going to happen? One night, we're 25, 26, maybe. I show up at his house. He's like, hey, you want to come over and play some poker? I'm like, sure. Next thing I know, there's a fucking gorilla in his garage from, you know, maybe, or not a gorilla. There's a fucking saber tooth in a cage in the corner of his garage. I'm like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here, man? What's going on? Okay? What are we doing? Let's stop. Let's stop whatever you do. Let's kill it and let's move on. Okay? And he's like, don't you think it's sick, man? Look at my creation. That, I don't like that. Especially when those silly little scientists are like, my creation. All right, buddy. Somebody's got a serious God complex. And you need to calm down. Serious God complex. Let's chill out. It's getting a little out of hand, man. I feel like we go over this every week, which is, it's scaring me at this point. Because, you know, I'm trying to like get new and refreshing news. But these silly little scientists every single week, they're like, I'm trying to bring back a saber tooth. And then this other one is like, I taught a monkey how to shoot an AK-47. I'm like, what the fuck? And then Elon Musk is like, I'm building a robot you can have sex with. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? I can't even keep up anymore. Every week, man. That's the one thing about this. It's like, since I obviously like, I mean, you guys obviously know I take this. I mean, surprise. Honestly, most of you might be surprised, but I do take this like very serious. And like, I read like a lot of news. And it's crazy because like a lot of like articles will have like, you know, like sub articles, like they'll have like links to like another smaller article sometimes. Like some of these like news articles or like these like letter things that I subscribe to. It's essentially like a newspaper that could get sent to my email type thing, right? I have like one that's more business side of one that's more like kind of like all news and stuff like that. And I get them all because, you know, I read them every day because like I'm trying to like stay current, always stay current with you guys, figure out what we're going to talk about this week. And just like seeing all this different kind of like information like come in from like all these angles, you know, they'll just like casually slip it in there. They'll be like, the S&P 500 is down 2%. I'm like, oh, that blows. They're like, Elon Musk has killer drones in his garage. The president made a speech. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. What did you say? They're like, oh yeah, Elon Musk, he's got like killer drones or some shit. What? Yeah, no, he's got killer drones. Did you guys see that interview? That was the scariest I've ever seen it. Like that's the first time I've ever been afraid of Elon Musk. Was he said so casually to this like reporter, or I don't know who he was really talking to. I think it was to like a news reporter or something like that. And he was like, they're like, what do you think about AI? Like, where's it at? Like, what about like those movies with like those crazy drones that have like explosive? And Elon Musk, you could look this up online, obviously. And Elon Musk, without hesitation, he was like, well, it's actually, I mean, those killer drones that you see in movies, that would take me like 15 minutes. I could kill somebody right now. And the reporter was like, okay, cool, man. Okay. So like, how's Tesla doing? What's going on with the cars? Those are fun. Like he just said it without a smirk, without anything. He just said it. He just said the words. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool, man. Cool. Congratulations. You're making, you know, that's the thing with these billionaires. They don't have any, you know, regulations, right? The only reason that people who don't have $1 billion aren't making killer drones is because they don't have the funds, right? If I had the funds, I'd have a couple killer drones, right? Why have bodyguards when I could just have two drones hover right next to me and fucking snipe anybody that gets within 5 feet of me? There's probably some legal lawsuits with that. It's almost Groundhog Day. I don't know what day. Maybe I think the day that this releases is Groundhog Day. I think Groundhog Day is a really stupid tradition. Just being honest here. I know a lot of people. There's like a certain town. I don't know. Is this only an American thing? I'm not 100% sure. It feels like an American thing, right? We're the American. Honestly, out of any country, America's stupid enough to be like, oh, I hope he doesn't see a shadow. Oh, what is that? A little groundhog. Oh, if he sees a shadow, there's going to be more winter. Like, what the fuck? If I was that groundhog, like, this groundhog's got to be, like, fucking... Also, like, the craziest thing, too, I'm surprised sometimes he even gets out of his hole, right? He gets out of his hole, there's, like, 100,000... Like, there's, like, thousands of people just staring at him, like, what is he gonna do? What is he gonna do? And sometimes he just goes back in his hole, they're like, he must have saw his shadow. Maybe he saw 100 cameras on him. Maybe that's what he saw. Maybe because you're fucking out of your mind, ready to interview this groundhog. They're fucking crazy. They're nuts. 4 more weeks of winter. what's next? You're going to base your stock picks off of a monkey? Actually, they do that. And the monkey actually does very well, which is crazy. It's actually very funny. I think I'm going to invest in a monkey to invest in stocks. I'm just going to buy a monkey. And it's only the only thing that it's going to do for me is pick stocks out of a bowl every year. And I'm just going to throw all my money into them. And we'll just figure it out. Just let the monkey pick my stocks. Why not? Why not? Why learn about stocks when you can have a little monkey pick it for you? Riddle me that. Why don't you riddle me that? Seriously. Basing the entire winter off a stupid little hog. What even is a groundhog? It's like a mix between a beaver and a pig, I guess. Fuck if I know. It looks like a beaver. It looks like it's in the beaver community. I don't even know what groundhogs do. As far as I'm concerned, groundhogs just live in the ground. That was really stupid. We're going to move on. Groundhog, where do they live? Oh, they live in a penthouse in fucking New York. They live in the ground, Anthony. They live in the ground. Dude, there's a lot of icicles outside my window right now. I don't know if any of you, anytime there's icicles, especially in Chicago, because like the temperature fluctuates like a motherfucker, dude. Right? The temperature over here, it's bipolar as fuck. Right? Like one day, like there's icicles all over, but then the next day, it'll like be like 33 degrees, like just above freezing. That's Fahrenheit, obviously, for any of you non-Americans who use the old little Celsius, but 33, which is above freezing, 1 degrees in Celsius, I believe, if you're curious about the how that matches up. But then the one day, dude, all of a sudden the icicles, it'll be 33 degrees and those motherfuckers start slipping, dude. And some of these buildings, they're tall, right? You know, what do you call those, dude? Icicle. You catch an icicle from 3 stories up, that'll do some damage. That'll do some damage. That's why you don't got it. You can't walk close to the gutters. Also, the icicles, crazy thing about them is that I feel like everybody had this kid in their class, at least I did, where some teacher would be talking about icicles and like how they form. And then some kid in science class would just raise their hand and be like, did you know that icicles are actually the best weapon to use to kill a man? What did you say? Call the police. What did he say? Why did you think that was a necessary thing to add to the conversation? I was just saying. I read about it somewhere. Where did you read about it? Serial killers on Reddit? Are you in a forum? Are you in a school shooter forum? Check his bag. He doesn't talk much. That's the first time he talked in 3 months. Check his bag. There's a Glock. Check his bag for an AR right now. Check it. What's your name? Check it. What's your name? What's your last name? Rittenhouse? Get him out. He's definitely got a gun. And we're going to end on that joke, because why not? Anyways, wait, don't leave. I have things to say. Make sure you go grab the merch. Like, I would really appreciate that. That would be like, that's like the best way to support the show besides the Patreon that is coming. This is one of the best ways. Kicking it with Kaz. Also, the code should still be live. It's just turning 20, because it was my birthday last week, right? Turning 20. I thought it for 20% off. I thought of it myself. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was a pretty good idea. Turning 20. The link will be down below for the merch. And if you're confused, just go to Kicking with Kaz on Instagram and there will be more information. And then you click and then you go, oh, look, I'm going to buy a hoodie and I'm going to rock the fuck out of this because there's swag as fuck. This is my favorite fucking podcast. And that's what you're going to do. And if you don't do it, I'm going to shove celery up your ass. Anyways, like and subscribe over on YouTube. Rate and review the podcast, Apple, Spotify, all the works. We're taking it to the moon. Patreon coming soon. Follow Kicking with Kaz to be on the lookout for that. And I think that is all. Is that all? I believe that's all. I believe so. All right, I'm going to take this hoodie off because I'm going to go eat a bowl of Captain Crunch because I'm 8 years old. But before I do that, I'm going to get 2 claps and a Ric Flair out of you. So can I get 2 claps and a Ric Flair? Woo! See you next week.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.